My name is Emma Price and I'm joined today by Paul and Manuel of Extinction Rebellion. And the reason I wanted to carry out this interview today is to make people more aware of the problems that we are facing globally and the fact that we need to start small and make changes at home. So hello, Manuel. How are you today?
Yeah, very good. Very good. Emma, thank you very much for inviting me to your program.
That's absolutely no problem. Tell me, what inspired you to join the Extinction Rebellion movement and what is your role?
Oh, yeah. Basically, I'm an activist myself since long. So I've been always concerned about climate change. Extinction Rebellion is a very young movement. It started in the UK. And then when they moved here over Ireland and actions started here in the country, so I joined. My role, well, we have different roles. So there is no leaders in the movement itself, but at the moment I'm coordinating direct actions for the movement.
I don't think many people understand the impact that we as humans are having on the environment today. I mean, there's loads of science behind all these facts, but why is it taking such a long time to come into action? Citizens all around the world are calling for a climate crisis in which governments are starting to introduce policies to reduce carbon emissions. Do you think the government are really sticking to their word, especially here in Ireland, like we called for the climate emergency recently?
Oh, yes, that's true. I mean, I suppose there are different factors that you have to take into account. And then when all these factors are coming all together is when something happens, right? So we have this climate emergency plan that the government has just put there. We think that it's not good enough. It's not targeting radically, so climate change. But people are willing, actually, to fight. We have only 10 years. As Greta Thunberg says as well, you know, the house is on fire and we have to do something about it. So in Extinction Rebellion, as you probably know, we are a mass movement of concerned citizens about climate change. And it's open to anyone who wants to take action in a no-violence way in a direct action. Yeah? We are people from all social and economic backgrounds. We are teachers, drivers, engineers. We are students, friends and families. People from the public sector and the private sector, and we came all together actually to join the movement and take action right now.
And it's definitely not just carbon emissions that we have to worry about. I mean, David Attenborough was seen giving a speech at Glastonbury the weekend just gone, and he was urging people to start to take a more plastic-free approach in their lives. And with the EU banning single-use plastics by the year 2021, do you think this will make more people environmentally aware and in their everyday lives to make better choices?
Thanks for having me on. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
I hope so. People are still capable, I think, of I suppose if we ban single-use plastics, then something will just replace it. Ultimately, companies will figure out what they're going to do, what they're going to put in place of that, and then people will just use that. It doesn't necessarily mean that they'll understand why they're using it. They'll understand that they've been forced to do it. I think the sort of level of changes that we need to make on an individual basis are so huge that we need now government and industry to actually really step up. Because, like, I heard a statistic there the other day when I was listening to a podcast that, you know, even if all of the people in North America, who are one of the biggest producers of plastic waste and waste in the world in general, I think they're three times, they produce three times more waste than the next highest. But if all of them went to a zero waste lifestyle, then that would still just be a tiny blip on where we actually need to go. We absolutely do have to change ourselves. We have to, like, I have to raise my kids to be prepared for a lifestyle where we can't just consume and consume and consume. And kind of at the moment, like, the planet only has a certain amount of resources. Population's growing. There's more people that we need to feed. There's more people that we need to clothe. There's more people that, you know, who need the sort of things that we use on a daily basis, and we can't keep going because we're running out of the resources that we have. So we have to switch, and we have to start thinking about what the world needs to look like in order for us to make those changes.
There's so much we can be doing at home, such as eating smarter, making better choices when it comes to our food. For instance, 1 kg of meat has the same impact of global warming as a flight from London to New York, which is mind-blowing, really. And also, like, if people just try plant-based milks as well. There was a study that was carried out by Oxford University, and that showed the different types of milks and their environmental impact. So, for example, dairy milk uses 120 litres of water to produce a 200ml glass of milk in comparison to soy milk, which uses 10 litres to produce the same 200ml glass. So it's kind of clear which one that we should be purchasing. But do you feel that there is still a stigma around the products, alternate products, which are, of course, are better for the environment? The carbon footprint is so huge in the dairy industry.
Yeah. Well, it is. Like, I use them. I'm trying to change to these things. So, like, before October of last year, I'm the kind of guy who, you know, I love a steak. I love a cheeseburger. I drink a pint of milk with dinner very often. I'm kind of the person that, like, I used to go into, if I went into a restaurant, I'd look in the menu for a steak. If there wasn't a steak, I'd look for a cheeseburger. If there wasn't a cheeseburger, I'd look for another restaurant. So it was kind of like, that was always kind of my attitude in the past. But I'm at home now, we've switched to meat one day a week. And when we do eat meat, we eat chicken because it is a much lower carbon footprint. It's not pumping out methane into the atmosphere, which is much worse than carbon dioxide, and that's what the problem with the agriculture industry and the cows in particular, that they burp and fart methane, which is kind of 86 times as bad as carbon dioxide for trapping heat. And so we need to kind of switch away from that. We need to start thinking about alternatives. A big part of with the problem as well, it's not just that we're eating these animals, but we're also cutting down forests in order to provide the land to grow the food to feed these animals. It has kind of a double whammy of negative effects.
Yeah, and honestly, there's just so much that's wrong with the food industries, but there's so much we can change. But it's just a matter of time and educating people as well that really needs to come into effect. What changes would you like to see in the future, within the next few years anyway?
I think the primary thing that I would like to see is people really putting pressure on governments to make these changes, because like the solutions to these problems are there. They have been studied. We know that they can work if we put them all into effect. The government just had the Joint Eruptus Committee on Climate Action put together a huge report on all the different things that we could do and should be doing. And if we did them, we would become one of the leaders in the world for taking action on this. But then the government have come out with their climate action plan, which is a much more watered down version of it and is much more beneficial to business and industry. So really kind of individuals taking the smaller actions is great. We need to do it as well. But we need people to actually put pressure, and part of that, that's why I joined Extinction Rebellion, because part of what Extinction Rebellion are trying to do is to get people out, to get people on the streets, to get people protesting and contacting their TDs and letting them know that, you know, we have to make these changes and we have to make them fast. And if there was anything I'd like to see, is just more and more people joining up with us, adding their shoulder to the wheel and really trying to push this change through.
Manuel, what do you think?
We need to tackle this front right from the beginning. We need to go to schools, to institutions, to the private sector, to the public sector, and educate people about the changes we have to do. Companies, they have to work and they have to produce services and technology that allowed us actually to combat climate change. And unfortunately, we have cases like Accenture, for example, that they are creating AI, artificial intelligence, to help all companies to accelerate the processes to explore and to pump oil out of the ground, when that technology should be used actually to combat climate change, not to help companies like this. And the government is also issuing licenses for oil companies for exploration here in the coast of Ireland to pump more oil, and that is completely wrong. So the kind of changes we have to see in the future is to take this seriously, and then make the governments accountable and companies accountable as well about the fight against climate change. And we as an individuals working for these companies, perhaps to call it out, to say, what are the green initiatives that you guys have, and how can I contribute to these green initiatives? It's all about awareness. It's all about education. It's all about, to take it seriously. And, well, we have just 10 years, to fix this problem.
So just before we wrap up, where can people get in contact with Extinction Rebellion if they want to? And I know you guys hold rallies as well. I've been to a few myself. So do you have any up and coming?
Yeah, so we have a general meeting on the 27th of July, okay? That's in the Teachers Club, and it starts around 6:30, I think. So you can join us in that meeting. So we have a new Rebels. We call ourselves Rebels, environmentalist Rebels. So then in there, you will see what are the next actions that we will have in the following months. You can also contact us through the website, Facebook website. You go to XR, Extinction Rebellion Ireland. There's groups with different counties, Dublin, Cork, and so on. So you can join one of us. And just keep in contact. We're just there online.
It's been great speaking to the both of you. Thank you for taking time out of your day to come and do this interview with me. I hope you've raised some awareness to the changes that people need to make now, ultimately, rather than later.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much, Emma, for your time. And also thanks for inviting us to the program and to talk to your audience as well. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Emma. Appreciate you having us on.
No problem. Thank you.